Welcome to this mindfulness exercise on self-compassion. I'm Sean Fargo. Self-compassion can be a radically new way of relating to our experience. Research shows that the more we practice being kind and compassionate with ourselves, the more we'll improve our immune system and overall well-being in our body and our mind. There are a few tips to practicing self-compassion that are important to keep in mind for both novice and experienced practitioners alike. Self-compassion is a practice of goodwill, not necessarily always producing good feelings all the time. It's a matter of intention and kindness. In other words, even though the friendly, supportive stance of self-compassion is aimed at the alleviation of suffering, we can't always control the way things are. If you try to use these self-compassion practices to try to make your pain go away by suppressing it or fighting against it, things will likely just get worse. With real self-compassion, see if you can mindfully accept or acknowledge that the moment is painful or distressing, and embrace yourself with kindness and care in your response, remembering that imperfection is a part of our shared human experience. This will allow you to hold yourself in a sense of love or care and connection, giving yourself the support and comfort needed to bear the pain, while providing the optimal conditions for growth and transformation. Some people find that when they practice self-compassion, their pain can actually increase at first. We call this phenomena backdraft, a firefighting term that describes what happens when a door in a burning house is opened. Oxygen goes in and flames rush out. A similar process can occur when you open the door of your heart. Love goes in and old pain comes out. There are a couple of sayings that describe this process. When we give ourselves unconditional love, we discover the conditions under which we were unloved. Love reveals everything unlike itself. So fortunately, you can meet old pain with the resources of mindfulness and self-compassion, and the heart will naturally begin to heal. Still, it means you have to allow yourself to be a slow learner, especially when it comes to practicing self-compassion during more intense times of suffering. And if you ever feel overwhelmed by difficult emotions, sometimes the most self-compassionate response may be to pull back temporarily, to focus on the breath, sensations of the soles of your feet on the ground, or to engage in ordinary acts of self-care, such as having a cup of tea or petting your cat or dog. By doing so, you can reinforce the habit of self-compassion, giving yourself what you need in the moment and planting seeds that will eventually blossom and grow. So now, with that in mind, let's do a mindfulness practice called affectionate breathing. It's helpful to bring a sense of compassionate care to yourself. So please start out by finding a comfortable position. This could be in a chair, on a meditation cushion, or you might even try lying on the floor with your limbs spread out slightly and feeling comfortably relaxed. Finding a posture where you can also feel alert at the same time and comfortable. All right, so once you're in a comfortable position, please start by getting in touch with the body in whatever position you're in right now. Just notice how your feet feel, your legs, your seat and torso. Relaxing the belly, loosening the shoulders and softening the muscles of the face and the jaw. And just get in touch with your body, just noticing what it's like to be here right now. Notice any sensations you feel, tingling or throbbing. Maybe you can feel into spaciousness. Noticing areas of the body that feel pleasant and unpleasant. Now try taking 3 deep breaths just to let out any tension from the day. Just breathing fully. Relaxing the belly. And let your breathing return to normal. See if you can notice where you feel the breath most strongly, whether it's in your belly or chest or nostrils. Where do you feel your breath? No one spot is better than another. Just noticing where you feel it most strongly. We're not trying to control the breath or slow it down. Your body knows how to breathe itself. Just try to relax and let your breathing be natural. And see if you can adopt a little half smile. Just very, very tiny, so that the corners of your mouth curl up just a little bit. It shouldn't be strange or forced. Just let your mouth adopt a posture. It just feels a little bit smiley. And notice how that makes you feel when your face adopts a position of contentment and peace. Happiness with the present moment. And now as you breathe in and out, noticing how each breath feels. How each in-breath feels. And how each out-breath feels. And try to let your breath be infused with a sense of affection for yourself and for others, with kindness. Even if you don't really feel it, just set your intention for each breath to breathe in kindness and affection for yourself. In each out-breath, to breathe out affection and kindness for others. And for others in the world who may be suffering. Perhaps like you are. And your mind will naturally wander. This is very normal. Try not to judge yourself for having a mind that wanders, because everyone does. Just notice when your mind has wandered, which is a moment of mindfulness. And bring your attention gently back to the breath. focusing on the feelings of affection and kindness. With each in-breath and each out-breath, if it helps to get in touch with these feelings, you might try putting your hand over your heart and feeling the warmth that's there in your heart. And feeling some appreciation for your breath. Without it, we couldn't stay alive. Noticing each breath as it enters and exits your body, holding affection for yourself and for others. Kindness for yourself and for others. Remembering your little half smile. Always returning to the breath if your mind wanders. Focusing on your intention of kindness for yourself and for others, of goodwill and affection for all human beings, including yourself. Resting in the feelings of kindness with each breath. Excellent. So to review, remember, if we use self-compassion practice to try to make our pain go away by suppressing it or fighting against it, things will likely just get worse. So with self-compassion, we mindfully accept our experience as it is. We embrace ourselves with kindness and care in response, remembering that imperfection is part of our shared human experience. We have to allow ourselves to be slow learners when it comes to practicing self-compassion. It will come more and more naturally over time. Thank you for your practice. I look forward to our next session.